Major flooding in India overwhelm a ministry response. A human trafficking question in South Asia gets answered by hope. And an extreme mission puts more than just a drop in the clean water bucket. These stories and others alike come on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 3 weeks ago, 80 villages were submerged in flood water in Assam, India. Some water's receding. But Gospel for Asia's Danny Punoz says now there's a new threat.
People are really, really afraid of malaria right now because, you know, in the northeast part of India, you've already got problems with malaria. Some of our brothers have got malaria 15, 16 times.
GFA has lots of churches and Bridge of Hope centers in Assam. They're meeting immediate needs and prevention, too. The workload's enormous since...
This is tribal area. This is not, you know, in the city. So when you talk about tribal areas, no one's going to come rescue them. There's no insurance that kicks in. There's no Coast Guard that comes and rescues people. They're kind of just left on their own. They lost their farms, they lost their animals, they lost their income, they lost their housing.
But as GFA responds, opportunity abounds.
When they say, why are you doing this? What's the reason? We tell them, because we love Jesus.
Spread the word about the need or even help financially. Find out how at our website. Elsewhere, a lawyer has finally agreed to represent a victim of severe persecution in Kyrgyzstan. Voice of the Martyr says that a team distributing Samaritan's Purse shoeboxes in April was attacked with rocks and beaten by Islamic extremists. The group leader was ignored when he talked to police. Finally, a lawyer has agreed to represent him. The case looks like it'll go all the way to the Supreme Court. Pray it'll result in more freedom to share Christ in Kyrgyzstan. This is Mission Network News.
God has hardwired a woman to love and to nurture and to care.
That's Wes Flint of Vision Beyond Borders. He says it's difficult to see a woman so hardened that she can't mother her child. Because of human trafficking, that's a common sight in the streets of Nepal, Burma, and India.
Sadly, it's through this debaucherous behavior, it sears the heart and sears the mind, and it's void of loving the way that God has designed a woman to love.
The future for trafficked women and their children's appalling. Young boys and girls are often sold into the lifestyle.
They refer to themselves as the walking dead. That's how they look at their own lives. It is hopeless. It is completely void of emotion and feeling.
Unless someone intervenes. VBB has a network of safe houses and schools to help rescue these unloved in South Asia.
We're seeing that the power of the gospel is transforming and changing lives in a very powerful way.
We've got the links at missionnetworknews.org if you can help. Will you consider it? Meanwhile, a party capped off the translation of the New Testament for an Ethiopian people group. Hundreds of Gamo villagers committed their lives to Christ back in 2005, and since then, they've hungered for God's Word in their heart language. Scott Anderson with the Seed Company says that they just finished the Gamo New Testament with a stirring reaction.
We looked at the local Gamo people standing up and dancing and cheering and waving their arms and celebrating and giving glory to God for the fact that they now have Scripture in their own language.
The Seed Company is now focused on translating the Old Testament into the Gamo people's heart language.
The more that they have a taste of God's Word and what it's about, the more that their eyes are open and God is filling the desires of the heart with Him. And as a result, they're wanting more and more of Scripture.
And if you're a runner, how long do you normally run? Several minutes? A couple of hours? Can you imagine running for 24 hours straight? Well, that's how long 47-year-old Roy Wygan of California ran last Monday to raise support for clean drinking water in Ethiopia. He raised over $3,000 on his extreme mission, and all the proceeds were donated to Life Water International. With each project, Life Water International also shares the living water found in Christ. You can read all about it at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as others? Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.